Anti-Semitism detoxify fail, top leftists rebel against UK party leader over Gaza ceasefire. By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 15, 2023. The leader of Britain's left-wing party saw eight members of his own cabinet walk out and dozens of lawmakers rebel in a key vote Wednesday night over his cautious support for Israel, as the hardline elements of his party demand an immediate ceasefire. Over a quarter of the UK Labour Party's elected members of parliament rebelled against their leader in a vote calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict on Wednesday night. The Labour leadership, which has been attempting to detoxify the party after the repeated anti-Semitism scandals that tarnished its reputation under its previous leader, has taken a position more in line with the European mainstream, emphasizing Israel's right to self-defense while calling for humanitarian pauses. But this equanimous position has not found favor with some in the party, who have stayed loyal to their feelings for Palestine and bitterly resisted Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer's position. With the news of the vote, an amendment called by the left nationalist Scottish National Party, SNP, Starmer strictly instructed his members to abstain on the motion calling for an immediate ceasefire and said any senior member of his team, known as the Shadow Cabinet of politicians with quasi-ministerial briefs, who voted against him would be dismissed. 56 Labour members of Parliament of a total caucus of 198 voted against Starmer, including 8 members of his shadow cabinet and 2 ministerial aides. Of those senior members who voted against him, a handful resigned preemptively and others were fired over the rebellion. Most senior of those who left their jobs, which would have seen them take on a government department in the case of the Labour Party winning the next election, was Jess Phillips, who was until today in line for a job in the Interior Ministry. Despite the rebellion, tonight's motion failed overall, defeated 293 to 125 votes. As reported by the Daily Telegraph, the rebellion is the largest in UK politics since a group of government ministers jumped ship in the dying days of the Boris Johnson government in 2022. This major rebellion is a considerable setback for Starmer's attempts to detoxify the image of his party in the wake of the ouster of former leader Jeremy Corbyn, a hard-left radical of the old school who was accused of allowing anti-Semitism to fester within the party's ranks. He has steadfastly denied these accusations and was expelled from the party after an independent report into the scandal found evidence of wrongdoing. Corbyn, a spiritual leader for the rebels if not actual, given he now sits as an independent, grabbed headlines this week after he made a television appearance in which he angrily and repeatedly refused to engage in the question of whether Hamas is a terrorist organization. In UK law, the military wing of Hamas is a terrorist organization, although the political wing is considered separate. Protests also took place around Parliament on Wednesday night, as pro-Palestine activists made their feelings known. At one point, two protesters were removed from the public gallery of the Commons chamber after holding up signs,